Hey, that music means it is a Tech Tuesday, Bill. And on the line with us right now is CNET. Bridget, what are you now at CNET now that you're back from maternity leave?
I'm Mother Supreme now.
Mother Supreme. Wow.
You're a senior editor over at CNET, correct?
Yeah, I'm a senior editor over here. I'm getting my hands in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to have you back. And Facebook, has everybody been getting this private message saying you are in this video, and then you click on it, and then just clicking on it is not a problem, is it? You have to download it or log in or give them your credentials, and then all your contacts get this video thing too. What's going on with Facebook?
Okay, this happened to one of you guys? 'Cause, like,
100 times. I got like five of them.
Yeah, it happens every so often. And this is what, when you hear about phishing schemes, this is what it is. It's basically something that kind of makes you emotionally jolted. Like, what? I'm in something? What? And they click this link without thinking it through because it makes you kind of startled. Then it sends you to a website that looks like a login page for Facebook or your bank or insert website here, and you quickly throw in your username and password, and you're just giving it to someone else, and it's not really Facebook. And so then that person kind of takes over your account and sends more of this junk out and hijacks other people's accounts, and it's just a mess.
So, Bridget, if you get this, what's your next best move?
Well, if you get this, you're still fine as long as you don't, you know, click it and give someone your password and username.
Yeah.
For the most part, I mean, you never know what can happen nowadays with just clicking a link. Sometimes a website, as it loads, can download something onto your PC. Those are pretty malicious ones. So still take caution before clicking. Don't, you know, think before you click. But at the very least, if something's telling you to enter your password to log in, you know, pull the brakes and take a close look at that URL address, and that it doesn't look shady. Because or just open up a whole new browser window, or open up your app separately, and then log in that way. And then that's also a safer way.
But how will I know if people have videos with me in them?
Whatever they have, no one
that,
wants
right?
to see. Trust me. I also just got a text about a half an hour ago, and this is all news to me. It was a text saying, hey, an installment, you can get up to $5,000, and then there's a website to take you to a loan place. And I looked, and it was sent to 20 other people. So now people are not only doing the robo-calls, they're doing the robo-texting. And here's the weird thing, Bridget. I think I saw something on CNET. If not, it was somewhere else where it says, check if you're on the do not call list. And I looked and saw what the link was, but then I did it myself. It's like donotcall.gov, and I believe it if it has a .gov, I hope.
Yes, you have it right. Yeah.
Okay, but I still didn't take the link that was in this article. I did it on my own, and it says, check if you have registered for the do not call. And I checked it, and it says, you successfully registered your phone number on September 26, 2003. Most telemarketers will be required to stop calling you 31 days from your registration date. So why am I still getting this? And tons of them.
I have some bad news for you, Wendy.
Oh, did I just put my number out for a website for everybody to call me?
No. You did the right thing. But bad people, they don't follow rules. And so it's just a fact of life now. And I am on these lists. The list really doesn't do much for any corporation or just scammer, really, that doesn't care to follow the rules. They're not going to follow some list. You know, sure, it might stop you getting spam from, you know, a really big, well-known company. But for the most part, if they're trying to, you know, get you quickly, they have phone numbers that disappear and they don't care about any list. That they're just buying numbers in bulk and trying to see if they can get someone to take the bait. And they're not going to follow any sort of list or any sort of rules. And so that's why you have agencies like the FCC and the FTC trying to go after these folks. But they're slippery, and it's hard to even catch where the calls and texts are coming from. Sometimes they're from other countries, and they're looking like they're from the U.S. So when it comes in, it's like, okay, that's an area code in my neighborhood, but really it's faked through technology that they can make it, even though they're coming from China or wherever, they can still make it look like it's coming from Chicago.
It's usually your area code and the first three digits of your phone number, so then you go, oh, it must be someone right near me, even though cell phones don't work that way.
Exactly. You know, so there is work being done to try to make, you know, spoofing is what it's called, illegal, that faking of the phone number. But once again, who's going to follow that rule if you're already doing this business?
Bad people do bad things, Wendy. Bridget taught me that.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Bridget, you're going.
No,
Wendy.
I just want to say real quickly, there has been times where, you know, I get this these calls and I just block them. It's very easy to do on your iPhone. But there was one day that I called this number back just to yell at them. And it was some innocent woman who didn't speak English very well, who had no idea what I was talking about, which means it really wasn't her number that called me. It was a fake number that they made up. And then I found myself apologizing to yelling and swearing at the woman.
Sure.
There's even a scam where I've been getting a lot of international calls, and they only call for half a second. And you think, what? Did I miss this call? And you call back, and they're charging you for the phone call. And they're keeping you on the line by sounding mysterious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one's a real pain in the butt. Yeah.
Bridget, you have some news about burner phones, and I only know about burner phones because I watch a lot of TV and a lot of movies, and the bad guys always have burner phones. What can you tell us?
Well, I think the concept of a burner phone, we should say, for anyone who's not cool like you and watching a lot of TV, you know, is the idea that you could just have a throwaway phone number that you, like, you know, just rent, or you get a quick phone on the go. There's a fashion company, you may know them, Supreme. They're pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
They announced their fall winter catalog, and in all the accessories and clothing is a phone that's labeled Supreme, and it's just a little candy brick phone, like the kind we had, in the early 2000s, where it's just, you know, a small screen, some keys, it doesn't flip, it doesn't have any touch about it, and the point is, it just takes calls and texts. There's no apps, and it's funny because there are, you know, it's going to be hard to get. You can only buy it this week in London, L.A., New York, Paris. So they're trying to make it fashionable. But that said, wow, why is it in fashion to have a budget phone? Because we're tired of being bombarded with alerts and Instagram and Facebook. And
you should get a burner.
I'm going to get a burner phone. I am.
Yeah,
so, there's a mystique to it,
if you get one of these, though, I will say, like, the Like, I'm not as cool as I used to be, but our resident cool person here is telling me that it's going to be hard to get, and the resale value is probably going to be like $500 just because of the brand name on it. You know, it's kind of like just having something that has a cool brand name on it.
Can I get a burner mailbox?
Get a P.O. box.
I'm going to get a burner P.O. box. That's cool.
And finally, we have a coworker here, Pete Zimmerman, who on Instagram likes everything. He hits the little heart on everything you post. So if he doesn't on something, you think you have done something wrong, because he likes everything. There's a lot of pressure for those likes. What's going on with Instagram?
They are running this test right now in a bunch of countries, not the U.S., but in Canada, Japan, Brazil, Australia, where they're making it so other people cannot see how many likes a photo got. You, as the owner of the photo, of the account, can see it on your end if you got like 15 or 500 likes, but the rest of the world, there's no counter, there's no number on there, so there's less pressure for some young people to feel like a certain photo might validate their existence, which, can you imagine the kind of pressures and emotional roller coaster we all went through in our teens, much less to know if what I did was cool or not because I got 20 likes or 100 likes. So it's become an unhealthy situation, I think, on Instagram, and they're doing a test right now. It's not for us, but it's starting, and I would like to see it, you know, implemented everywhere, honestly, because I think we don't need to be a slave to the like.
It's going to put Pete Zimmerman out of business, though. I hope you're happy.
And I worry that people are going to take a screen grab of how many likes they have and then post that.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There will be that. People who are influencers will still be able to say, I have this many likes, but at least at least when you send a like, when your colleague sends a like, he's doing it just because he wants to send some good vibes, and you don't have to feel the pressure yourself if the photo you pick is something that is something you genuinely like or something you think will get a lot of likes. And so I'll post this one in this color because I know it'll get more reaction. Maybe you could just actually live and share normal and not have so much pressure, you know?
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. Bridget, we'll talk to you next week. We'll call you from my burner phone, okay?
I hope so.
That'll be fun. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, Bridget.
Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.